First Corinthians chapter number 5. We read verse number 7 and 8. Our theme of this morning is taken from the verse number 7. Christ is our Passover lamb. Christ, our Passover lamb. Nifunda such words, or I'm saying such a title today, sisizazi bazalwane, we as Christians celebrate the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Last kona ke bazalwane, we find the Apostle Paul saying these lovely and wonderful words, such great news to us this morning, that Jesus Christ is our Passover lamb. Ngizofunda ke from verse number 7 ngigcine ku verse number 8. But actually bazalwane, the whole chapter nje is a very wonderful chapter. Let me read now for you verses 7 and 8. Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lamb, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Last one, the Apostle Paul says to us, we must get rid, or we must cleanse ourselves of the old leaven. The life of the old must pass. Because now, Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Hallelujah. Lamaza show the Apostle Paul bazalane. They are very good, great news to us today. But ungamazwi that provokes amazwi akwatisayo kulabo who understood what a Passover lamb was. Ngiletheli histranyana kancane sihlobo sami. The Passover started in the book of Exodus chapter number 12, where the children of Israel, lalele kahle, they were about to go out of Egypt, and God said they must take a lamb. Each and every family must have a lamb, and that lamb must not be an old lamb, must also not be a young lamb. It must be a lamb of a year old, and the lamb must be a lamb without blemish. It doesn't mean bazalwane bengabi nempala ngaphandle ibe mhlophe kuphela. There was a way imvu lena beyihlatshwa ngakhona, ichekwe each and every part yale mvu, futhi even in the blood stream la kuhamba khona igazi khona akunawo maswili, I don't know wabiza ngani ngesigili, those leli gazi lele liqinile elingahambi soft, ayinamisipha eyomile. Bebayicheka le mvu lena beyikhathwa 39 times. Ikhathwa in specific place. La ichekwa khona ukuthi hayinaso lesisici na. It was a very special kind of a lamb. That was it. And lena lamb, as you can hear ngendlela ngiyibeka ngakhona, iya signify, iyabonisa uJesu Kristu naye owashaywa imiqa engu 39. Naye ashaywa njengalena mvu ebeyikhethwa ihlatshwa isikwa ngangu 39. And naye ushaywa nje watholakala kule 39 stripes anganakala. Njengale mvu eyayinayikhathwa that 39 type nayo itholakale inganakala. But ke, let me move you back ku Exodus chapter number 12. Just a little bit ngilethe isamaranyana encane. Lapho bazalwane, very important to note, ngoba lokhu kubalulekile ngizakubala as I go on. Labo bantwana bakaNkulunkulu ama Israelites, they were moving over from a land la bebagcilazwe khona a land where there were slaves in Egypt. Slaves of the Pharaoh, slave of everybody there. God was delivering them. There was deliverance that was supposed to be happening that night. They were going to be delivered and go out of Egypt, going to a promised land. Lalela, this lamb had to be slaughtered, or this lamb has to be sacrificed before they had to leave. There was no way bebanga puma ezweni lokugcila out of this land of slavery ebizwa Egypt unless that lamb was sacrificed. I think lokho sounda very close or familiar to our situation also. Bosingeke sakhona kuphuma nathi ebugcileni bethu besono until the lamb of God, who was Christ Jesus, was sacrificed and beaten that 39 stripes for us, then we were allowed, or we were taken from our own slavery where we were enslaved by sin. So manje le nambulela bazalwane uNkulunkulu at that night also wathembisa ukuthi uzawubhubhisa abantwana base Egypt abangama firstborn bonke. Israel as Egypt was going to mourn very bad that night. Why? Abantwana ba Israel, they were going to be happy at the same night. Bahamba. Abanye bazokhala ngokufa, abanye bajabulele ukuphuma in the same night. Little Bible bokufaneleke bathathe lenamvu nasebacedile kuyihlaba bazalwane. Bathathe igazi layo balipende emnyango, emakhoneni wonke omnyango. Phezulu makhona nomabili kuya phansi. Ithi iBhayibheli, then the angel of the Lord will come from heaven, the angel of death. I think futhi sikubambe naloko, the angel of death was going to be sent kulaba bantu base Egypt and liyobulala each and every house. Lihamba libulala the firstborn children of that house eGibhithe, and whosoever umnyango wakhe had no blood, the angel bengena ibulala. It sounds close because it really represents okwenzeka kithi also. Njengoba nakithi manje uma ingilozi yokufa ifika ibulala, although singafa enyameni, but lithi iBhayibheli labo abakuKristu ngoba sebamboziwe ngaleli gazi elifana nale belisemnyango, abasafi bafe ukufa okungunaphakade, bayafa babhudlulele ekuphileni. It symbolized that and it happened like that. Exodus chapter number 12. So Paul and that is Christ is our Passover lamb. Ukhuluma nabantu aba understand that the whole thing ye Passover. However, though bay understand lento le ukuthi beyenzeka kanjalo injalo, kodwa bebanga expectanga ukuthi umuntu can be a lamb of that Passover. Ngoba umlayezo uNkulunkulu awunika uMoses was ukuthi bathathe imvu or imbuzi. It was supposed to be either of the two which is sacrificed that day. Paula, ukhuluma magama thine asanda amnandi kithi. Christ is our Passover lamb. But only if asanda amnandi nakithi uma understand like ngiceda ukukutshela. So laba bantwana baka Israel, they had to be delivered, njengoba besengishilo sihlobo sami, from slavery, from bondage, from the worshipping of idols. Ebezi worship lapha eGibhithe. They have to be taken from that to a land of promise. I think bazalwane we all know ukuthi nathi there is a land of promise that we are going to. Where iBhayibheli lithi in the book of Philippians chapter number 3 verse number 20, our inheritance is in heaven. Ku chapter number 1 verse number 27 ka yena lo Philip uthi manje, so let us live, thina bazalwane, let us live as people who are living in heaven. Impilo yethu emhlabeni asiphileni kanjalo njengabantu asebasezulwini, because vele ikhaya lethu lisezulwini. But bazalwane, how do you get kuleli ikhaya? How do you get to this promised land unless a lamb is slaughtered? So the lamb was slaughtered, bazalwane. The blood was put upon the door, the pillars of the door. Nayifika ingilozi yokufa, yandlula yangabulali kulelo likhaya lelo la bokukhona khona igazi emnyango. Kubalekile lokho. So from that day ke bazalwane abantwana baka Israel from that day bokuthi nakufika njalo ilanga lePhasika ngizama kuthinga amagama azalwane iPhasika ayiqalanga ekufeni kuka Jesu Christu. But Jesus Christ had to fulfill kuthi afe ngalilanga lePhasika naye njengoba nemvu yahlatshwa ngelanga lePhasika from the beginning. But from that day ke bazalwane ku Exodus number 12 labahlaba khona the real imvu. Bokuthi njalo nakufika isikhathi sePhasika every time once a year nakufika leso sikhathi njengoba nathi every time once a year we celebrate. Bokuthi ke bona every time nakufika that time of the year bahlabe le imvu bazalwane bakhumbule ilanga uNkulunkulu abakhulula ngalo endaweni yaseGibhithe. So today sinathi sibazalwane uma uPawula athi Christ is our Passover lamb. So when the time ifika njalo ngonyaka la uJesu Christ abethelwa khona sikhumbula nathi ukukhisha kwethu ezweni lobugcila where we were enslaved by sin. Some of us we worshipped idols of different kinds. We had no hope, but Christ died for us and arose from the dead. And then ke bazalwane as a sacrificial lamb la uhlatshwa khona njalo njalo uNkulunkulu ke wanika futhi umyalo eBhayibhelini ukuthi uMoses akhethe uAaron amenze umpriest omkhulu. Aaron became the high priest. Beyimsebenzi wa high priest bekuyini ke bazalwane ulalele nako kuyaqondana nalokhu uJesu Christ asenzele kona. The high priest after uMoses akhile indlu la abantwana bakaNkulunkulu sebaphumile eGibhithe manje. So wakhe indlu labantwana bakaNkulunkulu itende, it was a temporal tent ibizwa iTabernacle. La abantwana bakaNkulunkulu bebahlanganyela khona bakhonze uNkulunkulu. Leli tende belinendawo lijitshiwe, kunendawo engapha ebizwa indawo engcwele ngcwele, Holy of Holies, a place holier than any holy place anywhere. It was a place that was so holy like it was heaven. Bazalwane, lithi iBhayibheli, the glory of God, the presence of God dwelt in that place. Lithi sometimes bokwehla inkungu emhlophe igwala kuleya ndawo uMoses angene akhume noNkulunkulu ahamba noJoshua. Bantu babaleka ngendlela yokwesaba into beyenzeka at that time. But ke umpristo omkhulu ungena kanjani la? Once a year bazalwane. Umpristo omkhulu bekangena aphethe igazi lemvu ehlatshiwe nganasici njengoba beyenziwa before eGibhithe nyalo zobaphumile. This is before Jesus Christ, right? Bekangena ngegazi lemvu angene nalo kulendawo leya once a year ayokhuluma acela intethelelo yezono. He had to go there and ask forgiveness of sin for every person of Israel because laba bantu bebona just ngoba sona today. But once a year bebangena angena lo priest angene lapha. But lalela ke sihlobo sami, lithi iBhayibheli bekafaswa ngeketane la enyaweni elide because ngena yena kuphela uNkulunkulu wavumela yena ukuthi angene. Bebamchena enyaweni ngeketane ukuthi nangene lapha bekangena more than 3 to 7 days. Nangene lapha every day bebathi le ketane athi yena azise ababonakalise ukuthi usaphila. But bazalwane, izono zabantu nangabe be so great uNkulunkulu akwate kakhulu lo mpriest bekafike afe ngale ngaphakathi ngenxa yezono zabantu. Ngikuletha kule ndaba ukuthi uMpostoli Paulo uthi Christ is our Passover lamb. Somebody who will come before him and speak about him that he's coming. In other words, somebody who will come and prepare a way for Jesus to come. God promises in the Old Testament, the book of Malachi chapter number 3. He says, there will come a time when the Lord will come to his temple, but he will send somebody, his servant first, that will speak and prepare a way for him. Gizaglendaba, that Jesus, our Passover lamb. John the Baptist is born, and the first words that John the Baptist speaks, Nakalukuluma, Uti, I am the voice of the one shouting in the desert, preparing the way of the Lord. So bazalwane of that time, they understood ukuthi lona ulona uNkulunkulu athi 300 years ago in the book of Malachi uNkulunkulu wathi uzawuletha umuntu ozawukhuluma ukuthi kunenceku yakhe ezayo oNkulunkulu yena himself, because in the book of Habakkuk bazalwane uthi he himself will come and dwell in his own temple. So he was not going to send somebody. He was going to send somebody to prepare a way. But yena ngoqobo lwakhe uNkulunkulu was going to come and dwell among the people. Ngiletha le ndaba ukuthi uPaul uthi Christ is our Passover lamb. Ngiletha le ndaba bazalwane ukuthi this week we celebrating the week where Jesus died and rose from the dead for us. So one day in the Bible is telling us that then Jesus was coming and he was passing a place where John the Baptist was baptizing people, bazalwane. And now makamu John the Baptist awasho. John chapter 1 verse number 29. Uthe, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Nang umuntu manje okuthiwa eBhayibhelini, he also comes from God. John, he came from God to prepare a way for God. Lona muntu uthi behold a lamb. Usenza lamagama manje. Lona muntu, behold a lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Mama magama, lenambu is a lamb who will take away the sin once and for all. Ngeke each and every year somebody has to go in abiza check ukuthi uyaphila. Ngeke each and every year kuhlatshwe izimvu ukuthi bantu baxolele izono. Ngoba lezi zimvu basihlaba bazalwane bezingathetheleli izono. Bezimboza kuphela ukuthi uNkulunkulu akwazi ukuba nebudlelwano nabo. Mara bezingalisusi isono. That's why John athi, this Lamb of God will take away the sin. That's why it's celebrating each and every Sunday. Acelebrate manje kuphela. Leli liviki likhuluma ngokokubili, the death and the resurrection of Christ. But every Sunday speaks of the resurrection of Christ. It bizwa ngokuthi the day of the Lord. So ngisho nathi this lamb is going to take away the sin of the world. Angafa lo ngeke every time nanihlanganyela nilethe amajuba, nilethe izimbuzi, nilethe izinkukhu, nithi nisusa izono or nisusa izikhwakhwalala. Whatever that you do, no more. This is the end. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Because the problem enkulu is sin. So this Lamb must take away the sin. Uchon gelo. So Jesus Christ, we have figure again I. Uthi, I am the resurrection and I am life. Uthi Jesu Christu, ngikufa futhi ngikuvuka. Abayofa kimi bazawuvuka. Ngoba nami ngizawuvuka. Ukhuluma usengathi I am the resurrection and I am the life. Okwesibili uthi amanye amagama, when you lift up the Son of Man, I will draw all men to me. Si understand futhi nathi all men bazalwane usho ukuthi not only nina amaJuda, because amaJuda bayaqonda insindiso yabo kuphela, but all people, different tribes, I will draw them unto me. Uyabatshela uJesu Kristu ubonakalisa ukuthi uzofa, because uJohn already uthize uyimvu ezawuhlatshwa ifele izono. Kusho uJohn naye-ke manje uyakhuluma uthi ngizofa. And the other words awashoyo ukuthi as Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days, uthi njengoba uJona, siyamkhumbula uJona wabamthumele eNiniva wayeTharashish, lithi iBhayibheli waba esesiswini sefish for 3 days. Uthi Christ, nami since Jonah was in that belly of the fish for 3 days, and on the third day I will rise. Uthi I will destroy this temple akhuluma ngomzimba wakhe, and on the third day I will build it again. So, uJesu Kristu uvumelana nala mazwi ukuthi yena he is that Lamb of God. Uvumelana naye umpostoli Paula othi Christ is now our Passover lamb. Ngamanye amagama, so I Passover yayenziwa qala yenziwa ukuthi baphume eGibhithe. Nakithi uKristu uhlatshiwe ukuba siphume esonweni. Hallelujah. And then I Passover nayihlatshwa kwaba khona ukukhala nokugedla kwamazinyo kwabanye ngoba eGibhithe kwafa abantu abaningi. But labo abebenza uNkulunkulu batholakala abanegazi emnyango basinda. Nakithi ke kunjalo, if Christ is our Passover lamb, Christ died for us that the angel of death cannot touch us. Usho lokho umpostoli Paul. So bazalwane, Jesus Christ comes and we are, for we understand that he died and he rose from the dead. And the psalmist uDavid uyabhala nawo amagama. You can write down Psalm chapter number 16 verse number 10. Uthi, for you will not abandon my soul in Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. God will not abandon his soul in Sheol. Ngama magama uma afa uNkulunkulu ngakamiyekelele ekufeni. Number 2, you will not let your Holy One see corruption. Umzimba wakhe ngeke ubola. Yonke imizimba iyabola ingafa. The psalmist says umzimba kaKristu ngeke ubole, because David wambulelwa abazalwane ukuthi uKristu Jesu ngeke abola emhlabathini. So Jesu Kristu uyafa abazalwane, uyavuka ngeSunday. And umpostoli Paul abazalwane uthi kithi, since uJesu Kristu manje afile salungisiswa thina. Romans chapter number 5 verse number 1. Oh, since uJesu Kristu afile salungisiswa thina, now we have peace with God. Ngamanye amagama, we did not have peace with God until Jesus died for us. Verse number 10 kaLord, verse chapter number 5 kaRomans uthi, God reconciled us through the death of his son. Now we have peace with God. Yiyo le namvana ehlatshiwe. Ezulwini bazalwane, it also stands as a testimony izandla zakhe eziyahlatshwa. Because in the Bible wakhuphuka nazo zinjalo izandla zakhe ehlatshiwe zangaphola ni. Ezulwini lezi zandla ziyakhuluma bazalwane ukuthi ngibafele labo basemhlabeni. Isono sabo sesithethelele. Ukufa nokuvuka kwami kuyibenefit for bona. Uma ufunda uRevelation chapter number 5 verse number 6, I think is one of the verse most important verses ungalibhala ma. Revelation chapter number 5 verse number 6 uthi imvu kaNkulunkulu imvana ngayibona ezulwini inamanqeba ezandleni. It was like a lamb who was just slain. Now lihlala njalo libonakala njengemvana lenamvana eqeda kuhlatshwa. Njalo nabayibheka ezulwini ibonakala njengemvana eqeda kuhlatshwa. So lena weekend esibhekana nayo bazalwane, speak of these two great things. Likhuluma ngokufa, the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The death of Christ bazalwane likhuluma about the forgiveness of sin. Christ had to die that our sins are forgiven. And then the resurrection speaks of our justification. What does the word justification mean? It means to be declared righteous before God. uNkulunkulu athi, he has justified us through the death of Christ. Ngamagama abazalwane, usenzile sabonakala phambi kwakhe simsula sengazathi asinaqala ngenxa kaJesu Kristu. Hayi ngoba singanaqala, but sesime njengazathi asinaqala. Ene kuye asisanaqala ngoba uJesu Kristu wathethe amacala ethu. Asifundeni uRomans chapter number 4 verse number 25. I think we have explained this thing. Romans 4 verse number 25. Uthi, the Lord Jesus Christ was delivered up for our transgressions, and he was raised from the dead for our justification. So Jesus Christ, bazalwane, had to die and had to rise from the dead. Ngoba ukufa kwakhe kodwa, only it was for our sins. Ukuthi afe, ukuthi sonile. But if angavuki, we are still not put right with God. This is Bible wafa for our sins and wavuka so that we are put right with God. That's why ukuvuka kwakhe wakhuphukela ezulwini, where he makes intercession for us each and every day. So kubalekile bazalwane ukufa kuka Jesu Christ. Kodwa kakhulu that's why singakhonzi ngelanga afa ngalo, sikhonza ngelanga ngavuka avuka ngalo. Ngoba ukuvuka kwakhe kukhuluma ngani? Ngokuthi senziwe saba muhle, sabekwa kahle phambi kukaNkulunkulu. So bazalwane, we can ask questions and say, so what then? What does the Apostle Paul mean by saying Christ is our Passover lamb? Senkhazile bazalwane. But to understand it even more, let's ask ourselves this question. What does the Passover speak of? If Apostle Paul ati Christ is our Passover lamb, what does the Passover speak of? They were leaving Egypt, bazalwane. And imagine Apostle Paul, verse number 7, that's from the corner today, in our text today, 1 Corinthians chapter number 5. Uti, live out or cleanse yourself from that leaven. Cleanse yourself from East, bazalwane. So, leave Egypt. It's time. Shiya eGibhithe. Ngoba uJesu Kristu oy Passover yakho. So, wakufela. Nabo, they had to leave Egypt. Bokumnandi eGibhithe. Sometimes, basho nasendleleni bazalwane ukuthi they remember Egypt. Bokumnandi eGibhithe. They had good times eGibhithe. Bekwenziwa amabhesh eGibhithe. They had nice times at Gibhithe. But bazalwane, uNkulunkulu nasikhipha eGibhithe. Funa sazi ukuthi sikhiphe ngoba uyasithanda. Ungabonakala kungathi akusimnandi la sikhona khona. Badla each and every day imana, ukudla okwakufana. For 40 years udla the same thing every day. Surely, bazawusho ukuthi bekumnandi eGibhithe. Kunezipice, kunama onion, kunama boerewors, kunama braai. Kuna everything, some show ngesikhatsa manje, which I can signify because bengeke eGibhithe. But there are many good things that they were missing from Egypt. Kodwa bazalwane, uthi uMpostoli Paula, get rid of that mentality. Because Christ Jesus, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Now, we have left Egypt because of Christ, the Lamb of God. So bazalwane, that's why Jesus Christ says, those that the Father has given to me, I will raise them from death. They will not see death. Those that the Father has given to me. Who are those? Those that believe in Jesus Christ. Those that have turned away from their sins and repented from their sins. And they are saved through faith by the grace of God. Labo abakholwa kuJesu Kristu abasayi kubona ubufa bazalwane. Siphila singabazalwane abangathandi isono futhi abangahlali basesonweni ngoba umoya kaNkulunkulu ophakathi kithi uyaphikisana nesono. And lapho kwenzeke khona sona, lithi iBhayibheli, we have a advocate that is in heaven. Ekuthiwa njalo nayibhekwa ibonakala ngathi tipi ya bleed ezandleni ithi ngamfela. So when we confess our sin, which so need and cause, we've got an advocate. When we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us. So brethren, we have this Passover lamb, who is Christ Jesus. So uNkulunkulu stand as a judge, and Jesus Christ is an advocate, is a lawyer, and Satan is an accuser. Uyabona ekhotho kunjani? Kuba nalolu accuser athi umuntu wenze lokho. Kube nommeli athi ngithi akenzanga. So kune judge elihleli lilalele ukuthi isiphi story. So when the devil comes in and accuses, ngoba iBhayibheli lithi bazalwane, he is the accuser of the brethren day in and day out. So when he goes there and accuses us and says, Mbeke is not perfect. Mbeke, bese uyasukuma ummeli, the advocate, aveza amanqeba. Little Bible, intercede for us. Intercede, bazalwane, ukunxusa. This lawyer
He is the son of the judge. And the accuser stands without power. Satan noma ngasala njalo accuser. But the judge, God, he's the father of the lawyer. Whenever we confess our sin, we are forgiven. Because Christ is our Passover lamb. The Passover spoke of a change. Now, funda Exodus chapter number 12, verse 1 and 2. Lithi bazalwane, kulunkulu wathi ku Moses no Aaron, mark this day as the first day of your year. Umnyaka bazalwane bazoqalile already. It was between March and April. That's why it says njalo either March or April. Uthi kulunkulu ku Moses no Aaron, mark this day as your first month of the calendar. The Passover meant a change on the calendar. It changed the calendar. It changed the way things were done. So now, this is about Jesus Christ. It's a change, bazalwane. The Passover for us is a change. You don't remain the same. It changed the calendar. It changes also my own time and everything else. The Passover spoke of a change. So Jesus Christ speaks to us as a change. We need change. Verse number 8, let's put the code. Uthi asilahleni konke ukungcola nobubi. Let there be that change which the Passover spoke of, bazalwane. There was a judgment of sin that night, and there was a redemption of God's people. So the same night, kufa bantu eGibhithe, kwaphuma labo imvana eyayibasindisa that day. Nathi bazalwane kunjalo. So manje lamagama abhala the psalmist asalabuzwa khuluma almost njalo ngeSunday athi, blessed is a man whose transgression is forgiven, blessed is a man whose sin is covered. Lamagama bazalwane asazwakala kangcono ke manje. I am blessed because my transgressions are covered, are forgiven. Ukona kwami kuthethelelo ngokufa kuka Christ. Two things that has happened. And I am blessed because my sin has been taken away. I have put right with God ngokuvuka kuka Christ. What a blessing. Amagama mahle. Blessed is a man whose sins is covered, whose transgression is forgiven. Number 2 waleyo verse waleyo chapter leyo, ku chapter number 32 of Psalms uthi, blessed is a man in whom God counts no iniquity, and in his spirit there is no deceit. Kushokuthini lokho bazalwane? Ubusekile umuntu uNkulunkulu angasamboni isono kuye, and enhlizweni yakhe akusekho ukukhohliseka. Umuntu onjalo bazalwane, ngeEnglish said he is justified. Lapho ke besime khona, we are put right. I good news it is Christ died for our sin, and he was brought to life so that we are put right with God. So kwakubalekile sihlobo sami ukuthi afe phindi avuke. Nayo ke lento bengisho sihlobo sami ukuthi bayajabulele ekseni, ebayajabulele later nafika bambona abavezi izandla zabo. Lithi iBhayibheli, they became so glad because they knew sihlobo sami ukuthi the resurrection of Christ means something to also to us. If Christ is raised from the dead, we will also be raised from the dead, because we are put right through him by God. And we believe in God through him. So the Apostle Paul, bazalwane, has made no mistake by saying Christ is our Passover lamb. We don't need any other lamb that can be sacrificed for our sin. Because those lambs, there's a reason why singazange sikhona ukuthatha isono lezo zimvu besihlatshwa by that time. Because bezihlatshwa, bazalwane, zifa zingavuki. But Christ had to die and raise from the dead. Abe different from a lamb eyafa yangavuki. Wafa for izono since vele imvula yabehlatshwela izono zabantu, but avuswe so that we are put right. That's why ngithi mine labe babahlaba izimvu uNkulunkulu bekavume kanjalo, izimvu bezifa, isono sabo zimbozeka, but they were never put right with God. But we are put right because Christ rose from the dead. So Christ is our Passover lamb. So sahamba sihlobo sami, last week ngibafundise something ngathi zibuze each and every time. Now uhlele ekhaya, now uhlele enkonzweni. What is it that I'm learning today? You can ask yourself, mfundeni namhlanje. Loko kuza kunceda
to meditate upon the word of God. Christ is our Passover lamb. He died for our sin, and he was raised to life so that we are put right. Ukwenziwa ube righteous. Hayi ukuzenza wena ngemisebenzi yakho ehla kwenyuka ukuba righteous. But bazalwane, we are made because Christ died and rose from the dead. May God bless you as I will pray.